Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, you can find us over on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social and Twitter. And, of course, Captain's America is how you find us over there, Captain's America. And, of course, let's not forget the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the website FoundersCode.com, our analyst extraordinaire, we have none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. They're going to go back inside. There they go. Okay, see you guys. It's 57 degrees. They figure they had enough, right?
That's not so bad.
Yep. No, it's not so bad at all compared to what it was. Holy smokes. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the balloon is scattered over 7 miles, and I understand it's down in about 47 foot of water. They're working methodically to try to get as many pieces and parts as they can. They're saying, again, this was not a weather balloon. This was a military usage balloon.
There were parts that were recovered, and they have already been sent to Quantico. They were not saying what it was, but there were parts of the payload and some of the balloon silk additionally was also recovered. Now, I don't know if they still have dive teams out there that are doing more. I think they do.
Yes.
But the first set of recovery has already is on its way to Quantico.
Yeah.
Now, they came out yesterday and said that it had a self-destruct mechanism, in other words, an explosion to it, exploding device to it. I'm not sure I know what that means. I would be very careful because really what I can tell, this administration has told lie after lie after lie on this thing, including the fact that there were three previous balloon incursions in the United States.
Right.
One that was in Hawaii, one that was over Texas and Florida. And they're saying that this happened during the Trump administration, and apparently there was virtually no one that got any kind of readout or briefing on previous incursions. None of them. And that includes, you know, Michael Bolton, or John Bolton, who really has no use for Trump. It includes Pompeo, you know, several that were at the Pentagon, several, you know, the national security apparatus. None of them ever got a briefing, and they all said that it just did not happen. So now they're kind of using the excuse, well, they weren't, the Trump officials weren't briefed because Trump was such a, you know, hothead that, you know, he would have taken extreme action, and they're kind of blaming that on General Milley.
Right.
I'm still not believing any of that. It also needs to be understood, if in fact it is true, and I don't think that it is, then we have what I would say a NORAD failure, because NORAD also has dominion over Canada.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that NORAD has a huge failure, as does the National Reconnaissance Office. Whether there was a previous balloons or not, this existing balloon that was, you know, certainly in their purview, and they failed on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not believing a single thing, and I would tell you that people that are much closer to this than I'll ever be, they're not believing it either. So it'll be interesting if Biden mentions any of this tonight, or the United States power, its might, its relationship with China in his State of the Union address. It's always very interesting to criticize what is not being said, and I'm about to do that because nobody heard Biden come out and say in the last two or three times that he was asked about this balloon, that he was outraged, that it was a violation
right.
of our sovereignty, that he picked up the phone and called President Xi and said, what are you doing? This is unacceptable. I mean, nobody asked him that, and he didn't offer that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're being played here.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles she writes. Make sure you sign up for her newsletter, and you'll get her articles when she puts them out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Why shotgun?
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico, spelt G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure some 26 million drivers, and that number is going up every day. Now, you can go to their website, or you can go to the local Geico office, which you can find out where they're at, right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? Yep, you can all line them up and save you some money because you'll get a mini bundle with them. But where you really save the big bucks is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to your car policy. Boy, you will save a boatload of money. So give them a try. See what they have to offer. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Or get a hold of your local agent, Geico.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Bagabin Bob on the line. We're going to find out what he'd like to know. Bob, Bagabin Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw where Texas is building its own border wall.
They've been building it.
Excuse me?
They've been building it.
Right.
Yep.
About Abbott had this video on the thing.
Right.
Anyway, this is apparently the same type of construction as a Trump wall.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, can other states do the same thing? And are they using the same construction material that was left over from the Trump wall? And the last thing I want to know about is, what are we doing about the Canadian border? That thing is wide open. And one last comment quickly on the balloon thing is they set up F-22 Raptors up to send their Sidewinder missile and blow the thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they? The Raptor has a 20 or 30 millimeter cannon on it. They could have just as easily shot some holes in the balloon, and it might have descended more slowly where it wouldn't have spread debris over, I don't know how many square miles or whatever it is of ocean. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, the first part of what he asked, the answer is yes and yes. Now you take it from there.
Texas was able to buy some
mm-hmm.
of the leftover border wall material from the Trump administration. That's all been stacked up and staged there. So I think that they're using some of that. So
yep.
Now the Texas Facilities Commission, I'm not sure I know what that is, but they approved $167 million. And let's not forget that back in September of 2022,
mm-hmm.
last September, there was $307 million in contracts for 14 miles of the border wall, which is not much. So anyway, that's kind of where that is. The northern border wall, nobody's really doing anything. I mean, we have people there. We have Border Patrol there. But, now we've got a bunch of New Yorkers that are actually going the other direction. Migrants in New York, I should say, they're going the other direction. And they're going to Canada because they feel like there's less crime and all that other kind
and
of stuff.
And the food is better. And the food is better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be more welcoming in Canada, so mm-hmm. go for it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as taking down the balloon, it was originally reported that assets out of Shaw Air Force Base actually used a 20-millimeter cannon. And then that quickly changed to, no, we used a Sidewinder on a aircraft out of Langley. So it's kind of like, which is it? Because I remember hearing it was a 20-millimeter cannon. But the Sidewinder is heat-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the balloon itself isn't going to hold any heat. Only the mechanics, only the payload will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Sidewinder hit. We don't know how much damage there was done to the payload, but, you know, there's stuff there that they have recovered. I don't know in what shape or not, but, I'm not going to trust anything that this government tells us anymore on this balloon thing.
No, because they've lied to us.
Correct.
Over and over again. And it's a shame, a real shame. But when it comes to the balloon, I think they took the lesser of two evils, if you will. And when it comes to the wall, you got to remember there's still parts of the original wall that nobody talks about that was being put up by, when Bush and Obama were in office, Obama in particular.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, they're in storage facilities because some of my trucks actually delivered it. Last I checked, they were still there. The pieces and parts were still there. It was a different type. It wasn't a wall. It was fencing. Fencing. But anyway, let me see here. All right, let's go to the line here real quick, see what we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric up in Nanook of the North. Hey, real quick, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, ma'am, you were speaking about the National Reconnaissance Office and other failures regarding this intrusion into North American airspace. Here's the thing. There seems to be an interconnectivity between Fort Meade, NORAD, SOUTHCOM, Strategic Command, the SAC facilities, if you will, and the Canadian Air Forces and indigenous defense, electronic detection and all that sort of stuff. And my question is this. You've spoken before, and we've all read of others, keep track of news, read about elite capture and about the executive level and upper level management that's going on here. And my contention is this. During the Obama administration, President Obama got rid of a lot, of the operational combat expertise, if you will. That was in the mid-level managers of captains, 03s and 04 levels. Some 05s got canceled also. Now, those people at this time would be in the 07, 08 levels right now. Plus, they'd be the general levels, general officer levels. What is your opinion in that this is not a accident, or this is, how should I say, not to call it a conspiracy.
I know where you're going.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take my answer off there. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, go ahead.
We had a China task force that was really investigating all the intrusions, types of intrusions that China has had on the United States. Biden canceled that. Furthermore, under Obama, we had a lot of CIA informants that the CIA had paid that were actually on our payroll in China that were reporting to us. And when China, I think it was China who hacked into the Office of Management and Budget, was it OMB, and got all of the names of everybody that had top secret security clearances, the informants that we had on our payroll for the CIA in China started turning up missing and or dead. So Obama pulled out our CIA operations out of China. So we have nobody in China. And those kinds of things worked their way into the Pentagon. And so let's not forget that it was General Milley, what was it, a year and a half ago now, picked up the phone and called China and said, "We're not going to attack you, so chill out." Remember that one?
Yeah. Yep.
So it looks like, without really a lot of explanation, that the Pentagon has gone completely woke, too. And they could indeed be part of the elite capture operations at the Pentagon when it comes to all things China. So I don't think, Eric, that he's far off the mark on that one.
So we had a man and a woman arrested and charged through the Maryland federal court for plotting to target and destroy some of our power grid plants, five of them to be specific. They didn't get anywhere, thank God. But one was from Florida. What do you think, real quick here?
Well, they have some, they're calling them neo-Nazis, too. So
yeah.
Tread carefully on that.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, check it out, see all the different things that she has to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Quarterback Tom Brady will begin his new job in the fall of 2024. Brady announced his retirement from the NFL on February 1st and says his next move is as a broadcaster at Fox Sports. Fox did not disclose terms of Brady's deal, but the New York Post reports it's a 10-year contract worth $375 million, the most lucrative in sports broadcasting history. Kyrie Irving is no longer a member of the Brooklyn Nets. The team traded him to the Dallas Mavericks in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith, along with a trio of future draft picks. The trade comes after Irving made headlines for refusing to take the coronavirus vaccine shot and promoting a movie that contained anti-Semitic themes. Madden NFL 23's official simulation of Super Bowl 57 is going to make Philadelphia fans happy. The simulation ended with the Eagles defeating the Kansas City Chiefs by a score of 31-17. I'm Julio Flores. USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And let's not forget the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now, and then we'll be right back.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on the east side of the bay, and they're in Clearwater on the west side of the bay. So that's the first one. And you can come and check them out, take the tour, and all that. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you can talk to the students, you can talk to the teachers, and you can talk to the financiers, the loan officers that would help you get your loan arranged so that you can get your education. Now, for those of you coming in on the GI Bill, you'll probably be coming in with your paperwork already in hand, all set to go, because that's something that you can do right there when you're disembarking from the military, and should. But I recommend to everybody that they give National Aviation a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You won't be sorry. Now, you can take a tour of either one or both. And if it were me and I was trying to make up my mind, I'd take a tour of both. And then I'd see that there is a difference, and I'd go based on what my personal whims were. But you can check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Check them out online. You'll find out what they're all about. And in 14 short months, you'll have your certification, and away you go, walk out the door as a proud aviation maintenance technician. Now, the only way that you get anything quicker is if you've been in the military or if you've worked in the area and you have certain prior certification. You'll have to get certification through the feds, and then once you do that, you'll be good to go anywhere in the world. National Aviation Academy. Now, you heard us talk about a lot of things in the past few weeks and months about aircraft. And you heard us talking about the aircraft that are being parked because they don't have the personnel to be able to, number one, keep them flying, and number two, do what needs to be done when it comes time to actually physically check an aircraft. Because without a certified aviation maintenance technician, you can't sign off on it. So we have plenty of aircraft that are parked right now. Some of them commercial jets, some of them military, some of them just planes. There is a job waiting for you, just going through those planes and certifying them wherever they're sitting. And that is enough to keep you busy. I was told by one guy, he was out there in Phoenix, he was working at their yard out there. He told me, he says, we got 2 years of certification work to do right now on this aircraft that's sitting right here. And I believe it. So if you want to make yourself a lot of money in a short period of time, because these guys and gals will make themselves very easily 60, 70, 80, 90, $100,000 a year. Very easily. They can and they will make that kind of money. You can too. You can too. All you got to do is try. They're holding a place for you. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be so glad you did, I'm telling you right now. You can thank me for it later, but you'll be so, so glad that you did. Because they are so good at what they do. Okay, now, the new House Veterans Committee Chair, Veterans Affairs Commission a chair, has 13 new members and a brand new chairman. The leader on the panel says that he hopes veterans from this group will have the same focus on improving veterans affairs as they've had in recent years. I'm sure they will. But if you have any concerns or problems or whatnot, you should get a hold of the Veterans Affairs Committee or your local congressman and tell them what it is that's bothering you or that concerns you. The whole new setup in D.C., and I'm sure that they'll be able to help you a lot better. By the way, the United States is now sending longer-range bombs to the latest requests they've got over there. It looks like as if they're not going to get the planes. The planes that were on again, that were off again, that were on again, that were off again, are off again. So it looks like they're not going to get the planes, but they are definitely getting tanks. We've seen pictures of Leopard tanks. We've seen pictures of Abrams tanks. We've seen pictures of the Strikers and the Challengers starting to show up and being used by the Ukrainian forces. And the artillery, wow, marvels anything you've seen anywhere around the world. They definitely have got some of the best artillery in the world. So what are they going to do with it? Well, they're going to defend themselves, hopefully. They're going to do what they need to do. And that'll be that. So all we can do is watch the Ukraine and wait. That's all we can do. By the way, General Atomics from San Diego has offered two Reaper drones to the Ukraine for the amazing low price of $1. You heard me right. The M9 Reaper drones will be going to the Ukraine for $1, but they first have to get approval from the U.S. government. That will add a new dimension to the war effort. It's not planes, but it could be, because they'll do almost the same thing a plane will do, and you control it on the ground. Now, in going back to this FBI arrests in Maryland, the FBI attorney's office in Baltimore said that they took into custody Sarah Beth Clendaniel, 34, of Callansville, Maryland, and Brandon Clint Russell, 27, of Omaha, Orlando, Florida, sorry. And they've charged them with planning to blow up or take offline five power facilities in the state of Maryland. Boy, what a mess that would have been had they been able to accomplish that one. All right, well, hold that thought, because we're going to be coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It is a Tuesday morning. Time for Have Lunch with the Captain. I look forward to seeing you over at Mission Barbecue at 11:30 to 1:30.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. You never know who's going to show up, so stop on by. You might meet a movie star or two. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura, home of the You Serve, You Save program, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And let's not forget that all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or police, get tremendous discounts if offered you for what you do. And that includes church pastors, too. And you get a tremendous discount on your new vehicle. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations as long as you have the car. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. You'll be glad you did, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm going to read a little parody here, and you're probably going to think this is familiar when I get done. But the markets appear to be pricing in a recession in America. The fact is, recent data suggests that we may have already entered it, but this recession was avoidable. It was, in baseball parlance, an unenforced error. because you see a distorted economic theory called Keynesianism teaches that inflation is caused by too much growth, and so the solution to inflation is recession. Well, it might be an official recession, half a year of negative growth, or it could be what's called a growth recession in which growth remains positive, but a sluggishly low. Now, you're familiar with this, aren't you?
Well, Keynesian economics is, the government can step in and spend and spend and spend and spend and spend. Yeah, I've been talking about this for a while. Are we in a recession right now? No. I mean, you don't create 500,000 jobs the prior month and, the continual job growth that we've had and be in a recession. It doesn't work that way. The NBER considers unemployment and also considers growth when it comes to inflation. We had two quarters of negative economic growth, which could be in some textbooks a definition of a recession, and had one. Some people are saying, oh, we're going to have one later on this year when the full effects of the Fed's rate hikes kick in. I don't know. I mean, I don't really see it as of yet. Could it happen? Absolutely. But I don't pay attention to it. It's just this constant, oh, I got to wait for the recession to come around. No, you can't, because it might not come. You're waiting to try to guess when these things are going to happen. Not to mention, once a recession is actually called, the markets do quite well because they're anticipated coming out of a recession. But, the idea that, you need to deal with inflation by causing a recession is patently absurd. I talked about this yesterday on my program. There's some people concerned that with China reopening, we're going to see inflation in certain commodities, which is then going to come back here to the United States. And that might be true, but that's a supply issue, okay? That's something they got to deal with in regards to supply, not demand. By blowing up or causing the economy to slow is the wrong way to handle things.
Well, Americans are worried about stocks in the economy, are they not?
Well, they always are.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, what's the one thing the markets never liked? Uncertainty, right?
Well, listen, there's always going to be some sort of uncertainty that's out there. And you always got to be aware that something can be around the corner. That bad things happen, tragedy happens. I mean, we know that from yesterday with this horrible earthquake that took place in Turkey and Syria. Anything could be around the corner at any point in time. We're watching right now the Russians build up their forces, and, they're going to look to overwhelm Ukraine shortly. Is that a possibility? Yeah. I mean, I think that's a strong possibility. These are things that are on the horizon that you have to pay attention to.
I'm glad you mentioned the earthquake for one simple reason. They had a 7.8, then they had a 7.6 yesterday, both on the same day. Today they've already had a 7.5 and a 5.something, and every time they have another earthquake, down go the buildings.
Yeah, again, these are areas of the world that are a little bit more prone to earthquakes than other places.
Mm-hmm.
Certain countries have certain building standards, which again are better than others.
Right.
It's kind of like Florida now with the hurricanes, how strong the building codes are. The new homes down there, get a Category 5 coming through and they're going to be just fine. However, in certain areas of the world that don't have the type of wealth that we have, that's just not the case.
Now, India is reportedly making huge profits refining the cheap Russian oil that they're selling to America and Europe.
They're smart. I mean, that's, again, I told you so. The Russian economy it actually grew. It didn't contract. They're getting a lot of their product to market, just like I said that they were going to do, because, again, other countries are going to take advantage of lower prices, and they're going to buy. You're going to try to get the entire globe on board with sanctions. Unless you're able to do that, it's not going to work out. And yeah, have they taken a bit of a hit in regards to the funding that they're taking in? Sure they have. But, it never really has the desired effect. Every single sanctions regime you put on, someone will break it somewhere. And that's just the way it is.
Now, I'm starting to hear more and more from my neighbors, especially some of my Democratic neighbors, that are saying that they're struggling even more than what they had been because of, and they're blaming it on Biden now. They're actually blaming it on Biden.
Struggling with what?
Well, trying to survive. I mean, you keep talking about the price of, for example, price of bologna. Fellow was complaining about that. Price of bologna, the package was now $8.34 for a package of bologna.
Oh, and inflation is still, especially food inflation, is still an issue. There's no doubt. I mean, it hasn't, you know, it's stayed stubbornly high. I mean, the prices, things haven't yet come down yet. You're starting to see some retailers out there actually go to their suppliers and say, hey, listen, you know, this is too expensive. You're going to have to start bringing this down. We have avian flu issues, the myriad of things out there. You know, I'm not a big fan of our, you know, farming policy here in this country. I think it's nonsensical. It really is. And, you know, we got prices as high as they are. It's absurd.
Well, there's a lot of subsidized farms. You know that, right?
And it's not a subsidized farms. It's more or less, the, you know, how difficult it is for, you know, for the way, you know, just to be a farmer with the regulations and the FDA, everything that goes along with that. You got to make it easier. I mean, we see so many, like I mentioned here, we got some great farmland out here on Long Island, but the farmers decide, yeah, you know what, we're going to build vineyards up instead. I mean, it's not like that the wine can compete with California or anything else. It's there just for tourism purposes. That's it. And that, to me, seems like a bit of a waste. You know, why is it that the Chinese want to buy up farmland here in this country and find a way to make money? How can we not figure out how to do that?
And years ago, it used to be potatoes out there in eastern Long Island. Lots of them.
Yeah. I mean, they still have the old school farms out here, but, you know, a lot of it, like I said, it's turned into a tourist destination for, you know, vineyards.
Okay. Now, get out your crystal ball for a second, because everybody always wants to know this. Where are we going to be 6 months to a year from now?
Oh, boy. I mean, right
now, are we going to be, let's put it this way. Are we going to be better off or worse off?
I mean, hopefully we're going to be better off. I mean, you got to try to be glasses half full with everything. But there's a lot of you know, scary things on the horizon that we had just discussed. Mm-hmm. That you have to consider. I mean, there's a lot of what ifs out there when it comes to what's happening in Eastern Europe right now. So again, these things got to think about. I mean, do I think we can, you know, pull out of the situation as higher inflation without a recession? I do, but you know, you get another bad situation when it comes to Ukraine, or you know, maybe relations with China deteriorate further, which again is a possibility based upon recent things that have happened. You know, a lot. You went ready for it.
Yeah, that's totally up to them, I think, at this point. All right, well, have yourself a good day, and we will see you in the morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't forget, we'll be at Mission Barbecue today, 11:30 to 1:30.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, East.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.